1-800-889 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, June 25th, 2025 edition. We're going to shift gears real quick and check in with Lansing, see if there's any updates that we need to talk about, see if there's anything happening on the budget front being posted yet this morning. Yesterday, however, before we get started, the quote of the day, one of the senior managing directors for transportation policy for the libertarian-based think tank, the Reason Foundation, testifying at the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee hearing yesterday. The fuel tax is like a rock star on his farewell tour. We keep saying this is going to be it. We're going to find a solution. We're going to find a solution. And we're to the point now where the rock star has done three or four farewell tours, and it's time to actually come up with something. Well, we talked about this quite a bit yesterday's show. Democrat House Representative Farhat wants to increase corporate income tax from 6% to 8.5%. Well, the Republicans in the House, Speaker Matt Hall and every Republican you talk to, totally against raising any taxes. Says we can find the money already in the budget that we're spending on other things and divert those tax revenue streams to the roads, bridges, permanently. Now, one of them is the sales tax that we pay at the pump on our gas and diesel. We all thought sales tax and the fuel tax and all these taxes were going to the roads. They haven't been. For years, they've been diverting the money, especially from the sales tax, to the school aid fund. It's been funding the schools. Well, wait a minute. I thought the lottery, years ago, you guys in Lansing told us that the lottery was going to fund the schools. Not the sales tax on fuel. We're paying those taxes at the pump. We expect those taxes, all of the taxes that we pay at the pump, to go to the roads. So they basically, folks, have been lying to us this entire time. Well, we've got a situation going on here where basically they now, finally, I believe, are going to do something about this permanent long-term road funding formula. Matt Hall came out with his proposal earlier in the year. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, not really against it, not really for it. Just kind of staying neutral on the whole thing. Well, Senate Democrats have their version, what they would like to do, raising taxes. Even one of the Democrats in the House, Farhat from Dearborn, wants to do the same thing. Well, we're not going to tolerate that. Want Lansing to know, and if you have the opportunity to talk to a state rep or a state senator, make sure you convey to them, we agree with Matt Hall. We agree with his proposal. I've been calling for this for years. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and all of these funds that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has created during her governorship for economic development, they need to go away. They need to be eliminated. Take all of the resources, all of the money, all of the millions and millions and millions of dollars that we have put into these economic development funds, corporations, whatever the heck you want to call them, and eliminate them. Show me in the state constitution, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, where does it say that the state of Michigan shall, the state of Michigan must, the state of Michigan has to spend money, taxpayer money, on economic development? Show me the terms, the words, economic development anywhere in the Michigan state constitution. I challenge you to do it. Well, of course, you wouldn't take that challenge because it's not in there. It is not in there anywhere. The way you do economic development is very simple. Very, very simple. You fix the state. Everything that's wrong with this state, you fix it. You make our state better than other states. Pick a particular issue or bureaucratic agency department. Pick part of the budget. Education, transportation, agriculture. Pick any particular bureaucratic agency or department that the state government currently has set up to run, manage, and oversee, and fix it. One of the reasons that we have these problems, and I don't know if you heard it in the news at the top of the hour, or even the bottom of the hour, Michigan right now, absolutely at the very bottom of almost every single indicator, benchmark, study, reports, analyzation of any particular functioning of government, we are in the bottom at least 10, if not worse. One of the things you have to look at, folks, is you can't continue to do the things that you're doing the same way and expect different results. You want economic development, Gretchen Whitmer? It's very simple. Get rid of the income tax in the state of Michigan. Allow us to compete with other states that don't have it, where employees, people who get a paycheck, end up with more money in their pockets to spend. Eliminate the corporate income tax, 6%. Eliminate it. Tell corporations, we want you to come here. You don't have to pay income tax to the state government for the state government to function. Thereby, you can theoretically choose to lower your prices of your goods, products, and services to compete against other states that manufacture the same products, the same goods, the same services. Fix the roads. Give us the best roads in the country where people are not blowing out tires and rims, bending them on potholes. Give us the best education system in the country. If you do those three things alone, get rid of income tax, both corporate and personal, fix the roads, and give us the best schools in America, guess what? They will come. And that's just three things. I'm not even talking about the regulations that businesses have to deal with. I'm not talking about Lara Licensing and Regulatory Agency. Building codes. I've got one story pulled up here about home builders challenging Lara's new building codes. More bureaucratic crap. Regulations to deal with for a particular industry. Right now, I wouldn't even want to be a home builder in the state of Michigan. Absolutely would not want to do it in any way, shape, or form. The permitting process alone, I've been told, now factors into almost 10% of the cost of a new house for a builder to be able to build a house for a family. They are factoring in 10% add-on costs just to facilitate the permits. That's insanity. I just bought a new bottle of beard oil. Love Mountaineer brand beard oil. Had the veteran on the show years ago who invented it. He was cooking beard oil in his kitchen on the kitchen stove. Guy has a great big ZZ Top type beard, and he's also a bodybuilder. He came up with this concoction on his kitchen stove, and all his buddies down in West Virginia loved the way his beard looked and said, "Dude, can you give us some?" He turned it into a huge multi-million dollar business out of his house in West Virginia. He got so big he couldn't do it on the kitchen stove anymore, so he had to build a small building, a little garage next to his house, to produce the beard oil. He told me on this show he didn't even pull a permit to build the garage. He later expanded that garage into a full-blown factory and still never pulled a permit with his local government in West Virginia. Do whatever you want. Make sure electricity is done right and plumbing is done right. Go for it. Did not pay one dime in a permit to West Virginia and his local municipality. Why can't we do that in Michigan? Decades ago, we used to. Not anymore. And that's the problem. Final thoughts of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap this story up, economic development and all of this money that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has chose to basically, in my opinion, is a money laundering scheme. Hundreds of millions of dollars over the years have been given away in the form of grants to these companies, to these businesses, so that they would come to Michigan. We'll give you the grant. We'll give you the cash. We'll give you the tax abatement if you'll come and start up businesses. Many of these never materialized. Did we get our money back? No. Why? Here's the grant. This is what you will do for the grant. If you don't do it, you have to give us the money back. Nope. Never, ever did they claw back anything. Well, one story I've got pulled up we're going to talk about here on the show, because it's so publicly known that this was such a major, colossal, absolute screw-up by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in this Hyler Technologies, this website. Well, we're going to talk about that one, but specifically, let's get back to road funding. I agree with Matt Hall. Eliminate, reduce absolutely all of this spending and economic development and put it into the roads. Come up with truly better ways of educating our children, giving us better schools, competition, and the ability to allow parents to choose exactly the best way to educate their children using taxpayer dollars that we all pay into. Between getting rid of the income tax, both corporate and personal, fixing the roads and fixing education, bam, you got economic development. Three areas of the entire 14, 15 bureaucratic agencies and departments being ran by Lansing right now, three of them could fix it. Don't get me started about getting rid of Lara, getting rid of the Liquor Control Commission, getting rid of all this waste that we over micromanage through our state government. and talked about the guy expanding his business down there in West Virginia, never pulling a permit to build a full-blown factory, which now houses like 30, 40 employees. The guy is selling his product on Amazon. It's in Meijer. You can buy it anywhere. Mountaineer brand beard oil. Personally, I like Timber, but they also have a real manly scent called Pine Tar, and the ladies love the one, the citrus beard oil. Got kind of a citrus, orangey smell to it. You know what? It's called common sense. That's the bottom line. Lansing doesn't have any at all. Top two stories from MERS News Service. Ticket prices for concerts and sporting events. The House is going to have to take swift action to make sure that we don't pay more than we need to when you want to buy your concert tickets and your sporting events. Flashing lights slow down or be ticketed under the Senate Democrats' move over, quote unquote, law reform. What? Common sense. You're on the roads, you're on the expressways, you're on the highways, and they got a construction crew ahead. Slow down and move over, or now you'll be ticketed and charged with a huge fine. We need a law to tell people to slow down and move over to avoid hitting workers that are working on our roads. This state has no common sense. These politicians in Lansing don't have a clue. It's time that they start acting with some common sense and pass a school aid budget and a permanent road funding formula and stop wasting our money on garbage that's not even in the Constitution. Apply some common sense to your decisions, or you know what? Maybe it's time for you guys to leave Lansing. Maybe next year's election, we need to start sending some replacements that have common sense to get some things done to fix the state of Michigan. We're going to need a new governor that can fix it, new majority in the House and the Senate that can fix it with common sense. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him.